A portion of today's feedback is similar to what agriculture groups have asked for in previous farm bills. Do no harm to crop insurance. Maintain the sugar program. Invest in agriculture research. But there are a few new requests from agriculture groups. Here's NDFB Director of Public Policy, Pete Hanabit.
Whatever changes we make, and this is the big picture of things, whatever changes we make need to be just additions to the Farm Bill Acts that we've been working under, the 38 and 49 Acts that we've been working under for a long time, not change things in a big way, but keep it as amendments to those things. I think we need to work on some risk management tools, which are pretty important and becoming more important. And then after that, you know, I think we need to maintain adequate funding for the staff and technical programs.
North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson asked Senators Bozeman and John Hoeven to preserve and enhance livestock disaster programs, noting Mother Nature took producers on a wild ride the last few years. That includes drought and, of course, this April blizzard that happened earlier this year. Those experiences allowed cattle producers to test disaster programs. And she said there are a few areas to refine. Bozeman and Hoeven responded by saying disaster programs need to be improved, making them more responsive. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney would like to see a more permanent disaster program in the new farm bill.
Well, it'll really come down to this dollar about available, you know, the baseline. And, of course, can we get it done with the current level, or should we write a farm program and then set the budgetary issues? So I think we may be able to open up a dialogue on permanent if we can't make big changes to increasing reference prices or whatever else. That'll be seen. And, of course, this will play out for a while. It's pretty early yet, but we're working it hard. And, you know, we've utilized a lot of people across the state. We've been out doing listening sessions, and we're pretty comfortable what we know what the farmers in North Dakota want.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.